You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Starting a brand new series. Ayan, napakalaki pong why me. Okay. Why me? Madalas po tinatanong ng tao yan. No? Madalas tinatanong ng tao yan, bakit ako? Okay? Bakit ako? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Bakit hindi yung katabi ko? Okay. Minsan kasi iniisip, yung gusto mo itanong, bakit ako palagi? No? Pagka iniisip po natin yung ating preaching today, ang ating pong goal in the next 3 weeks, okay, sasagutin po natin yung tanong na why me? At tapos may caption yun sa ilalim, ang sabi doon, when bad things happen to good people. Have you ever experienced that? You're a good person? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo ulit. Magandang tao yan. Mabait na tao yan. Pero, you know, whether you like it or not, bad things happen. Nangyayari po yung mga masamang bagay at hindi mabuting bagay sa mga taong mabubuti. Kaya nga po, marami pong taong nagtatanong yun, kung mabuti ang Diyos, at kung magaling ang Diyos, at kung makapangyarihan ang Diyos, bakit may mga bad things na nangyayari sa buhay? Nasaan si Jesus nung nagkaroon ng undoy? At tatanong yung mga tao, nasaan si Jesus nung merong Mario? Nasaan si Jesus nung pagka merong mga tao, may mga bagay-bagay na nangyayari sa buhay mo? Nasaan si Jesus nung bigla ka nawala ng trabaho? Iniisip mo kung mabait si Jesus, kung magaling si Jesus, bakit nandito ako ngayon, wala akong hanap buhay? Okay? Minsan baka maaaring iba sa inyo, nakaranas na, nagtatanong ka, bakit kung buhay si Jesus, kung makapangyarihan si Jesus, bakit nangyayari yung mga masamang bagay sa buhay ko? Have you ever asked that question? I'm sure you do. Okay? Kaya nga po napakaganda ng topic natin in the next 3 weeks kasi pag-uusapan natin yung reality ng suffering. Alright? Pag-uusapan natin yan. Ayan, reality of suffering today, pag-uusapan natin yan. Next week, pag-uusapan po natin. Next, ayan. Reason for suffering. Ano ba yung kadahilanan bakit may suffering? Okay, so kung meron po kayong tanong, ano ba talaga yung reason? Bakit ba tayo nagsasuffer today? We will talk about that next week. And then next, the following week, we will be talking about restoration from suffering. Okay? Napakaganda po kasi nito, itong ating pag-uusapan in the next 3 weeks, ay ibinasi po natin sa book ni Job. Si book of Job, yung book po ni Job is in the Old Testament. Okay, bago po mag-Psalm, the book of Psalms is the book of Job. Pero hindi po, actually po, according sa mga Bible scholars, pagkat inaral niyo po yung book of Job, hindi po talaga siya nandoon sa gitna. Most likely nga po, ang sinasabi nila, isinulat ito noong mga panahon, nung actually bago pa yung Genesis. Okay, nangyari ito during that time at isinulat ito noong panahon na yun. Kasi pagka tinignan po ninyo yung mga lingwahe na binabasa, pag binasa mo yung book of Job, marami mga bagay-bagay doon na wala sa ibang libro ng Bible. And nonetheless, kaya po napakaganda itong book of Job kasi si Job, ang nangyari sa kanya, may realidad yung suffering eh. Yung suffering niya, sudden. Yung suffering niya, hindi kumakatok. At nagpapaalam mo na, pwede bang pumasok? Diba? Wala naman ganun. No? Nung nagkaroon siya ng problema, hindi siya, biglaan yun eh. Walang pasabi. Walang pa, you know, yung suffering, ganun. Diba, ganun tayo nagsasuffer, diba? Minsan, hindi mo alam, bigla ka ng pag-gising mo tomorrow, maraming wala ng bagay. No? Pero na meron ka dati. And that's exactly what happened to Job. Kaya napakaganda po nitong story ni Job na pwede natin mapag-aralan at pwede natin matutunan. Kasi hindi lang yun. Hindi lang yun. Si Job, so mapapasa natin mamaya, si Job ay isang mananampalataya. Si Job ay naniniwala sa Panginoon. May takot siya sa Diyos, ginagawa niya lahat ng tama, at ino-honor niya si God, nag-worship siya kay God. Okay, makikita natin yun sa Book of Job. Ngunit, may mga masamang bagay na nangyari sa kanya. Diba? Hindi lang yon. Dahil kilala niya ang Diyos, naniniwala niya sa Panginoon, may pananampalataya sa Panginoon, and yet, kailangan niya po pong mag-grow. Alam mo, nakakatuwa kasi lahat po tayo ganun. Di po ba? Kailangan nating mag-grow at makilala natin ang lubusan ng Panginoon. Kaya nga po, minsan dinaraanan natin yung mga pagsubok sa buhay. And so, may I invite everyone now, we will be reading Job chapter 1, verse 1, and then verses 7 to 12. Pwede po ba tayong tumayong lahat at ating basahin po yung ating reading for the day. Job chapter 1, verse 1 says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, one who feared God and turned away from evil. Right? And then they jump po tayo sa verse 7. Then the Lord said to Satan, From where have you come? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking up and down on it. Right? Verse 8 says, and the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil? Verse 9, then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for no reason? Sounds familiar, no? Talagang ganyan po si Satan palagi. He's the accuser of the brother, right? Always accusing. Maaring ngayon, nakaupo, nakatayo ka ngayon niya, ina-accuse ka ng enemy. No, bakit ka nandito? Hindi ka dapat dito. Dapat nasa ibang lugar ka. No? And the enemy is good at that. Next verse says, have you not put a hedge around him and in his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands and his possessions have increased in the land. Verse 11, but stretch out your hand and touch all that he has and he will curse you to your face. This is Satan talking. Verse 12, the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your hand. Only against him do not stretch out your hand. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, maraming salamat po sa iyong salita. Panalangin po namin ang iyong banal na Espiritu ang mangusap at manguna sa amin sa hapong ito. Panalangin po namin, Panginoon, na ibukas mo ang aming mga mata at maaming makita at maunawaan ang iyong gustong sabihin sa amin sa hapon ito. Lord, maraming salamat po sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Would you please take your seats? You know, pag tinignan po natin, hindi po natin binasa yung verses 2 hanggang 6. Actually, doon po i-describe sa verses 2 to 6 kung ano pong yung kayamanan ni Job. Sinabi doon, si Job, actually, meron siyang tatlong babaeng anak at meron siyang pitong lalaking anak. At marami siyang kagamitan, okay? Marami siyang flock, marami siyang sheep, marami siyang cattle, marami siyang camel. Ang dami niyang mga bagay-bagay na gamit. At sabi doon, siya sa pinakamayamang tao doon sa area ng pinanggagalingan niya. At itong tao na to, ipinakita niya sa verse 5 kung gaano siya ka-righteous, no? Na talagang gusto niya ma-honor si God sa lahat ng ginagawa niya. Kasi yung mga anak niya, nagkakaroon ng party once in a while. Pito yung lalaki niyang anak, ang ginagawa nila, nagtotoka-toka sila at umiikot. Okay, at ini-invite nila yung mga kapatid nilang babae upang magsaya sila. And then after their feast, what Job would always do, after the feast, early in the morning, he would sacrifice to the Lord, he would pray to the Lord, and he would ask the Lord, Lord, baka may ginawang masama yung mga anak ko, baka dun sa kagalagit na anong kasayahan nila at kaligayahan nila, na curse ka nila, Lord, may you forgive them. Okay, and then I'm offering this offering of, you know, meron siyang ino-offer ng mga sacrifice para masiguro niya na yung mga anak niya hindi nagkasala at hindi maja-judge ni Lord. Ganong kagrabe itong tao na to. Talagang yung puso niya at yung kanyang lahat ng ginagawa, gusto niya i-honor si God. Gusto niya matuwa si God sa lahat ng ginagawa niya. And this is the guy na pagka tinignan mo at sa pag iniisip natin doon sa sinasabi natin, why me? Okay? Why when bad things happen to good people? Pag iniisip mo yung buhay ni Job, hindi siya kandidato. Okay? Hindi siya kandidato sa isang tao na dapat mag-suffer. Kasi sa isipan natin, nagsasuffer lang yung mga taong makasalanan. Di ba? Kasi madalas iniisip natin, kaya ka nagsasuffer lang dahil masama yung ginagawa mo. Kung mabuti yung ginagawa mo, hindi ka magsasuffer. And yet, Job, okay, si Job nandito ngayon. Yung story ni Job, yung nangyari sa buhay niya, napakasadden. And yet, hindi natin alam. At hindi niya alam bakit nangyari yun. Now, marami po sa atin, hindi ko po alam kung ano yung nangyayari sa buhay ninyo ngayon, no? Pero mayroon pong mga iba sa inyo, ngayon nagtatanong ka, Lord, ang tagal ko na pong nagdadasal na mabigyan ako ng magandang trabaho. Lord, sana po maayos na yung aming buhay, pero walang nangyayari. Bakit ang hirap-hirap na naranasan ko, Lord? Nagdadasal ako, nagpupunta ako sa simbahan, may victory group ako, may win a one-to-one ako, meron ako hindi, ngayon meron ako i-victory weekend. Pero bakit ganon? Bakit bad things pa rin yung nangyayari sa buhay ko? Bakit bad things are happening to good people? Ang tanong ito, sino ba yung good people? What if, baliktarin po natin yung tanong. What if baliktarin natin yung tanong? Hindi yung when bad things happen to good people. Eh kung baliktarin po natin, when good things happens to bad people, lahat po tayo kasali ron. Because when you think about it, the Bible calls us all sinners. Wala, lahat po tayo makasalanan. Hindi ka nagtataka. Imagine, ang samamong tao, okay, makasalanan ka, wala tayong dapat tinatanggap sa Panginoon, kundi lahat, judgment. And yet, the Lord gave us grace. And yet, the Lord is doing great things in your life today. And yet, the Lord has blessed you with so many things. And yet, pagka merong suffering, ayaw na natin. Ang palagi natin tinatanong, Lord, why me? Lord, why not my neighbor? Lord, bakit sila mas masasamang tao yun? Lord, sila na lang parusahan mo. Huwag ako. You know, kaya nga, napakagandong Book of Job na matutunan natin ano yung nangyari sa buhay niya at yung nangyari sa buhay niya na hindi niya alam. Kasi may nangyari sa buhay niya eh. Pagka tinignan mo, hindi niya alam na meron palang nangyayari behind the scene. No? Ang alam lang niya, nagsasuffer siya. Ang alam niya, babasahin lang natin, hindi niya alam na nagsasuffer siya kasi meron nag-usap sa taas. Meron nagkukwentuhan at nagtatanong anong gagawin sa kanya. And then meron, yun ang, tapos nangyari sa kanya yung mga masamang bagay. Hindi niya alam yun. Hindi alam ni Job yun. So let's look into this. Kaya nga nakakatuwa, yung Bible, pinakikita sa atin kung ano yung nangyayari kay Job na maaaring maka-encourage sa ating buhay ngayon. Kasi hindi ko alam kung anong suffering meron kayo. Hindi ko alam kung anong pagsubok ang dinaraanan mo ngayon. Pero hopefully, pagkatapos itong 3 weeks na to, may encourage ka. Hopefully, at the end of this series, or even at the end of this preaching today, may encourage ka. Na in the midst of your suffering, in the midst ng iyong paghihirap at pagsubok, magpupuri ka sa Panginoon. Parang ayaw niyo yun. Parang, no, parang hirap nung pastor. Hindi mo alam sinasabi mo. Well, let's look at the text. No? Tingnan natin. Verse 8. Jump tayo sa verse 8. Verse 8 says, and the Lord said to Satan, okay, the Lord said to Satan. Now, wag po tayo magkaroon ng idea kasi iniisip natin pag ano, si Satan, nando sa presensya ng Panginoon. Ibig bang sabihin, meron silang power struggle. Okay, minsan po iniisip natin si Satan napaka-powerful, no? Minsan po kasi iniisip natin na si Satan napakalakas, napaka-power. Tapos napapasa niya yung iniisip mo. No, napapasa niya yung iniisip mo ngayon. Lagot ka. Hindi, no, when you think about it, pagka iniisip po natin, yung si Satan, hindi talaga siya pwedeng, hindi po siya kagaya ng Lord. Hindi po siya omnipresent, ibig mong sabihin, hindi po siya pwede sa maraming lugar at the same time. Hindi siya Diyos. Si God, pwede siyang nandito siya ngayon at nandun din siya sa Galeria ngayon. At nandun din siya sa Fort Bonifacio. At nandun din siya sa Baguio, nandun siya sa Davao. Okay? Ganun si God. Pero si Satan, nasa isang lugar lang siya. Hindi siya pwedeng mapunta sa dalawang lugar at the same time. Hindi siya Diyos. Alright? Kailangan maunawaan po natin niya. Ito, nakakatuwa. Kasi the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him on earth. Okay, blameless siya, upright siya, and he fears God and he turns away from evil. Yun ang sinasabi ni Lord kay Satan. Sabi niya, itong tao na to, ibang klase. Ibang klase to si Job. May takot siya sa Diyos. Ang gusto ko lang maunawaan natin dito, no, minsan po kasi, minsan naman, ang tingin natin kay Satan, hindi siya masyadong powerful. Pero minsan man, tingin natin sa kanya, hindi siya totoo. Ah, hindi totoo yan. Kwento-kwento lang yan. Yeah. Kwento-kwento lang yan. Hindi. Myth lang yan sa Satan. Hindi yan totoo. Pero makikita po natin dito sa Bible, makikita po natin sa Book of Job, kinakausap niya po si Lord. At meron po pong mga bagay na maganda natin matutunan dito. Alright? And again, itong nangyayari, itong usapan na to, hindi ito alam ni Job. Ang nakikita lang ni Job, yung nangyayari sa buhay niya. Yung pagsubok na nangyayari sa kanya. Na you know, yung araw na yun, ang ganda-ganda ng araw ni Job. Ang ganda ng araw niya, alam niya, nag-party yung mga anak niya. And then all of the sudden, okay, parang isa-isang iglap na wala lahat yun. Isang raon, you know, verse 7 and following, hindi na po natin babasahin, no? Before nag-verse 8, yung before nito. May nangyari po, no? Dumating yung mga tao. Isang tao nag-report sa kanya, Job, sabi, you know, nandun ako, kasama ko yung mga tao mo, and biglang may mga masamang tao dumating, pinatay nila at ginawa na lahat ng bagay. Okay, pero ako lang natira para ma-report ko sa'yo, ito nangyari. And while he was still speaking, another guy came. Okay, another reporter came, sabi niya, nako, yung fire from heaven came, at sinunog lahat yung mga sheep. And all your servant died except for me. Okay, ako lang po nakarating para ma-report ko sa'yo. And while that guy was still speaking, okay? Sabi niya, naku, you know, the Chaldeans came and they took away all your camels. And they killed all your servants and I'm the only one left. Okay, ito yung nangyayari. Hindi alam ni Job na merong nangyayari nag-uusap na ganito. Okay, may mag-uusap si Lord saka si Satan. Ang nakikita lang niya, yung nangyayari sa kanya. Alright? Not only that, yung pinakamatindi, yung last report. Yung huling reporter, while the guy was still speaking, the last reporter was still speaking, another guy came. Sabi niya, Job, umupo ka muna. Huminga ka muna. Kasi medyo matindi itong isasabihin ko sa'yo. Okay? Yung mga anak mo, patay na lahat. Can you imagine that? Hindi ito nangyari. November, namatay ang anak niyang isa. December, namatay yung pangalawa. January, namatay yung pangatlo. Hindi eh. All at the same time. Hindi nawala yung mga kasangkapan niya nung November. Nung December, nawala yung iba. Yung negosyo niya nawala nung January. Hindi eh. Lahat happened all at the same time. Lahat yun nangyari sa, igla, yun, sa isang iglap. Hindi niya alam, si Lord may sinasabi kay Satan. Hindi niya alam, ito yung nangyayari sa, na hindi niya alam. Itong sinasabi ni Lord, blameless to si Job. Okay? And look at this, verse 9. Sabi ni Satan, does Job, you know, Satan answered the Lord, does Job fear God for no reason? Di ba, kaya sabi ko kanina, si Satan po, from the very start, sa Genesis 3 pa lang, anong ginawa niya? Ang unang-una yung sinabi sa babae, did God really say? He's always accusing. And then in Revelation, pag pumunta ka, actually, pag pumunta ka sa dyan, ang tawag ni Jesus kay Satan, father of lies. And then pag pumunta ka sa Revelation, sa last book ng Bible, ang tawag sa kanya, accuser of the brethren. Si Satan will always accuse. Sinasabi niya, si Job, palagay mo, God, kaya kanya, meron siyang takot sa'yo dahil ikaw? Dahil Diyos ka? Hindi. Kaya lang siya natatakot sa'yo kasi binibless mo siya. Look at this. Look at the next verse. Have you not put a hedge around him? Yun, nakakatunga to, no? Satan actually realized na yung God's people, you know, tayo pong mga God's people, may hedge of protection si God sa atin. The Lord has put the hedge of protection around us. And ito pong sabi niya, and not only that, you have blessed the work of His hands. Alam mo, minsan nakakatunga, no? Ganito si Lord. Binibless niya tayo at binibigyan niya tayo ng protection. Pero hindi po ibig sabihin nun, hindi ka magsasuffer. Hindi po ibig sabihin nun, hindi ka magkakaroon ng pagsubok. Lahat po tayo dumaraan sa pagsubok. Kung meron pong constant at kung meron pong sigurado sa buhay na mararanasan natin from our birthday to our death day, yun po yung suffering. Yun po yung pain. Whether you like it or not, you will experience pain. No? Sumula nung pinanganak ka. Na, pinanganak ka pa lang, di ba? Anong ginagawa ng mga doktor pag ay tinataas yung bata? Pinapalo ka agad yun. Sakit ka agad yun. Ha? Although, meron namang reason bakit ginagawa yun. No? Pero ang sinasabi ko lang, from your birthday pa lang, may sakit na. At hanggang mamatay ka, may sakit din. Alright? Palagi tayong magsasuffer. Alright? Yun ang kailangan natin matutunan. Let's look at the next verse. Pero sabi ni Satan sa kanya, but stretch out your hands and touch all that he has and he will curse you to your face. This is Satan talking. Satan wants to harm us. Huwag po nating isipin na si Satan, kasi minsan po narinig ko may mga manampalataya nagsasabi, si Satan, he's a roaring lion. Roaring lion. Okay? Inisabi na, si Satan, roaring lion yan, pero walang ngipin. Hindi po totoo yan eh. Because he can cause you harm. He can hurt you. Alright? I'm not scaring you, but he can hurt you. Yun yung katotohanan po na kailangan nating malaman. Minsan po kasi, masyado natin siya minamagnify na napakagaling niya, at minsan naman po, minimize po natin siya masyado na wala siyang pwedeng gawin. Pero dito po, matutunan natin, meron siyang pwedeng gawin. At yung kanyang you know, adhikain sa buhay is to kill, steal, and destroy. Yun po yung gusto ng enemy. Alright? So next verse, sabi niyan, and the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your hand. This is the amazing thing. Wala pong bagay na pwedeng gawin si Satan sa buhay natin na hindi pinahihintulutan ng Panginoon. Did you hear that? dapat po comforting sa atin to. Walang pwedeng gawin si Satan sa buhay mo at sa buhay ko na hindi pinahihintulutan ng Panginoon. Wala. Wala siyang kapangyarihan. Wala siyang kapangyarihan to rule over our lives. Okay? So, dapat huwag kang matakot. Yes, pwede kanyang saktan, pero wala siyang kapangyarihan over your life na hindi hahayaan ng Panginoon. So, itong ginawa ni Lord, sabi ni Lord, yeah, okay, all that He has, may power ka. You can take, you can touch everything that He has except that. Okay, sabi nun, but do not stretch your hands against Him. Huwag mo siya sasaktan. Huwag mo siya sasaktan. Pero pwede mong kunin lahat. Kasi sinasabi mo, kanina, kaya ka lang naman pinupuri ni Job dahil meron siya lahat. Binigay mo sa kanya lahat. Pero sabi ni Lord sa kanya, sige, kunin mo lahat. Kunin mo lahat. Yan ang picture ko nito, si Satan parang pitbull. Okay? Pitbull na talagang malapit na siya. Kasakmalin ka na. Okay? Pero hindi kanya masakmal kasi may tali siya. Hanggang dyan ka lang. Kahit na sobrang lapit niya na sa'yo, hindi ka makakagat ng pitbull. And that's the picture of what God is doing here. And this should be comforting to us. Okay, next verse says, okay, verse 20, this is the response of Job. Okay? So, kinuha na lahat. In one snap of the finger, nawala lahat yung wealth niya, nawala lahat yung kanyang mga anak. Anong ginawa ni Job? Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshiped. Anong ginawa ni Job? Itong ginawa ni Job, nagkaroon siya ng emotional outburst. Okay? Talagang nagdulumpasay siya. Pinasak niya yung damit niya. Okay? Sinave niya yung ulo niya. Okay? Ito po kasi is a cultural thing. Alright? Cultural thing. During, nung araw, nung panahon nila, para magpakita ka ng pighati, alright? Ng grief, kailangan mong gawin yon. Sishave mo yung ulo mo. Okay? Wawasakin mo yung damit mo. Uupo, sasalampa ka sa lupa at hagisan mong sarili mo ng sand. Because what you're saying is from dust I came to dust I will return. So nagkaroon siya ng emotional outburst. Okay, talagang yung ginawa niya, talagang pinakita niya sa Lord. Eh, tinararamdaman ko, Lord, hindi siya makapagsalita. Talagang yung ginawa lang niya, talagang pinakita niya kay God, Lord, ang sakit. Alam mo, minsan po, tayo mga Kristiyano, minsan kakala natin, minsan iniisip natin, masama na ipakita mo, nasasaktan ka. Noon, nawalan ka na ng trabaho, sabihin mo, pare, kamusta ka? God is good, pare. Pare, God is good. Nawalan akong trabaho, pare, imagine. 30 years na ako nung, pare. Pero natanggal ako, pare. Pero God is good, pare. Hello! Diba, hindi ganun si God. Okay, God will actually allow you and expect you. And expect you to express grief. To express emotional outburst. Okay? Na talaga sa'yo mo, God! Grabe! You know, David did that. David did that when his son died. Okay, he was there. He was weeping. Talagang yung kailangan natin maunawaan. Okay? Maunawaan natin, it is okay to have an emotional outburst when something bad happened to us. Because actually, God expects us. Actually, sabi niyan, yung emotional outburst ni Job is actually an act of worship. When he was doing that, nung ini-express niya yung sakit na nararamdaman niya, he was actually worshiping God. Ayaw mo, pastor, ang hirap naman nun. Paano ka naman makakapag-worship? Ang sama-sama ng nararamdaman mo. He did that. Job actually did that. Nung nalaman niyang wala na lahat ng mahal niya sa buhay, nang nalaman niyang wala na lahat ng meron siya, ipinaramdam niya sa Diyos at sinabi niya sa Diyos yung nararamdaman niya at nagpuri siya sa Panginoon. And you know, amazing thing, ito pang nakakagulat. Kung hindi pa nakakagulat siya na winorship niya si God, you know, minsan po ang hirap, di ba? Ang hirap pag ayon may nangyayari sa buhay mo, ang hirap mag-worship kay God. Now, I was telling the youth the other day, I'm sick, nakwento ko rin to sa inyo dati, na kami po ng asawa ko, nung nagkaroon kami ng isang anak, tuwan-tuwa na po kami. At gusto na namin magkaroon ng sumunod na anak. Okay, gusto na namin magkaanak ulit. Pangalawang anak. Kasi ang plano po namin mag-asawa, bago pa lang kami mag-anak, nag-usap na kami ilang anak gusto namin. Sabi ko, gusto ko tatlo. Sabi hindi, gusto ko isa lang. Sabi ko, sige, compromise tayo, dalawa. Okay, sige, dalawa na lang. So nag-anak kami una, pinlano po talaga namin. Para kami si Lord. Eh. Pero nagplano po kami, nagplano kami na after 3 years, saka lang muna kami magbe-baby. So on the 3rd year, ang galing po ni Lord. Sinagot niya po yung panalangin namin. No? Talagang, wow, Lord, thank you. Kasi nagsaserve kami sa iyo, Lord. Binibless mo kami. Okay? So nagkaanak kami kaagad. Ang plano naman namin, pagka 2 taon na yung baby natin, pagka 2 taon na yung pangayon natin, mag-ano ulit tayo ng baby. Gawa ulit tayo. Ay, para talagang si Lord. Eh, no? Talagang ikaw nagdidikta. Anong gusto mong gawin? No? And then, you know what happened? Nabuntis naman siya kaagad. Nabuntis siya ulit on the second year. Nabuntis as planned. Pero 8 weeks after, na miscarriage. Okay, nawala po yung baby. One time natutulog na po kami, bigla siya nag-CR. All right? Tapos bigla na lang siyang nagagulgol. Okay? Bigla na lang po siyang umiyak ng saksakan ng lakas, natakot ako. And then pagpunta ko sa CR, lo and behold, ako po matatakotin po ako sa dugo eh. Okay? Hinihimatay po ako pagka maraming dugo. Actually, ayoko po yung kinukuha na ako ng dugo. Okay? Pagka kinukuha na ako ng dugo, nakaganon po ako. Sige po, kunin niyo na po. Alright? Dentist nga, ayoko na. Ayoko. Basta may karayam, ayoko. Pero that day, that evening, okay? Talagang grabe yung dugo na lumalabas. And ako natakot. Kinuha ko siya, kinomfort ko yung asawa ko. Dinala ko siya sa ospital. And then pagdating sa ospital, sabi ng doktor, blighted daw yung whatever that means. Okay, bugok yung baby. Walang buhay, walang heartbeat. So, sabi niya, sige lang, you know, you can still try. Bata pa naman kayo. 37 pa lang naman kayo. Bata pa. Alright. Iba ng bata ngayon, bro. Hindi na 17, 37. Alright. So, you know, after that, nag-try ulit kami after 1 year. 38 na. 38 na yung asawa ko. Okay. Huwag yung sabihin sa kanya, kinuwento ko to. Atin-atin lang to, ha. Pagkatapos nung 38, napuntis ulit siya. Sabi ko, yes, ang galing talaga ni Lord. Okay, pumunta kami sa hospital on the 10th week para sa regular checkup. Pumunta kami sa UARM. Okay, nandun po yung doktor namin. And then pagdating nung doon, in-check siya ng doktor, sabi ng doktor sa kanya, wala akong nararamdaman, wala akong nafe-feel at naririnig na heartbeat. We prayed. And then yung anak namin, nagpipray kami tatlo. Naibigay sa amin ni Lord yung baby. And then right there and then, sabi ng doctor, huwag ka nang umuwi. Kailangan natin tanggalin yan. Oh God. Yun na talagang hirap. And then I have to call my daughter. Sabi ko sa daughter ko, you know, I have to call her and tell her. Kasi nasa bahay, sabi ko sa kanya, honey. Sabi ko sa kanya, sabi ko sa anak ko, honey, the baby is gone. Then iyak siya. Sabi niya, daddy. Daddy, why is that? Why is Jesus not giving us good baby? Ang hirap sagutin nun. No? Hindi ko ma-explain. So umiyak na lang kami tatlo. And pag uwi namin sa bahay dati, nag-iiyak kami and then we just worship God. We know. And then sabi namin, we know, Lord, that you will give us the best baby. You will give us the best baby. Okay lang pong umiyak. Okay lang po na pagka meron kayong nararamdaman, meron kayong na-lost na loved one. It's all right. You don't have to always smile. It's okay. Namatay tatay ko eh. Hindi po. Okay. Hey, let me tell you something. Here's another thing. Kapag po tayo nag-express ng grief, you know what you're doing? What you're actually saying, this is an emotional acknowledgement that something isn't what it should be. Okay? Yun po yung grief. What you're actually saying is there's an emotional acknowledgement that something is hindi siya dapat na ganoon. Dapat iba yun. Okay? And you know another thing? Here's another thing about grief. Yung pigati. Kapag ka nag-i-express ka ng pigati mo, kapag ka nag-i-express ka ng grief, you know what you're saying? It's actually a statement of faith. That this will be over. That someday, this will be better. Para ka nag-pray ng Romans 8. In Romans 8, the entire creation is groaning for the coming of Christ. For the coming back of Christ. Emotional outburst. Okay lang po yun. Ganun yung ginawa ni Job. Kahit nahirap na hirap siya, winorship niya si God. Not only that. Hindi lang yun ang ginawa niya. Ito ang sinabi niya. Okay? Nung in-express niya kay God yung sama ng loob niya, yung dinadamdam niya, itong sabi niya, naked I came from my mother's womb, naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Worship po yan. You know, sinasabi ni Job? Nauunawaan ni Job na walang utang na loob si God sa kanya. Ang sinasabi ni Job, this is grace. Ang sinasabi ni Job, God, I am the owner of nothing but steward of everything. Owner of nothing but steward of everything. Okay? Hindi akong may-ari nito, God. Sa'yo ito eh. Pinangasiwa mo lang sa akin. Ngayon, minsan bibigyan ka ni God ng something good. You know what we do with something good? We turn it into something ultimate. We turn something good, nagiging Diyos sa buhay natin. Na yun ay nagbibigay ng joy sa atin. Na yun ay nagbibigay ng meaning sa buhay natin. Yun ay nagbibigay ng saysay sa buhay mo. You know what God is? God is so good that when you suffer, when you're doing something, when you're suffering, when you lose something, you know, because mahal ka ni God. Job understood that. Job understood na hindi man niya makita yung kamay ni God, naaintindihan niya yung puso ni Lord. Sabi niya, blessed be the name of the Lord. And ito ang amazing. Okay, amazing is the next verse. The next verse says, in all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong. In all this, Job did not sin. Hindi po kasalanan. Hindi po kasalanan. Okay, nasabihin mo kay God yung nararamdaman mong sakit. In all that, okay, hindi sinabi niya kay God, hindi niya sinisisi God, hindi siya napuot kay God, hindi niya inano yung face niya kay God, ikaw talaga God, walang ganun. Hindi siya nagkasala. He did not charge God with wrong. Wala, hindi niya sinisisi God, wala sinabing masama kay God, kasi alam niya, lahat ng meron siya, biyaya ng Diyos. Minsan po kasi tayo, tingin natin kay God, God, I don't deserve this. I served you all my life. I go to church. I read my Bible. Tapos ito, Lord. Hindi. Hindi. Si Job, hindi ganun. Si Job, nakita niya. Okay, let's look at the next verse. In chapter 2, ito pang nangyari. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Again, si Satan na naman. Okay, Satan kasi bumalik kay God eh. No, nakita niya, hindi nag-work yung ginawa niya. Sabi niya kay God, God, kasi ito eh. So Satan went out. Sabi niya kay God na naman, alam mo God, skin for skin. Skin for skin, sabi niya kay God. Kaya lang kanya hindi pinupuri, kaya hindi ka pa niya kinakurse kasi buhay pa siya, okay pa yung buhay niya. O sige, sabi ni God, you can touch him, but do not kill him. Again, picture this. Okay, si God may hawak ng leash ng pitbull. Okay? When the enemy is doing something in your life, he cannot do anything that God will not permit. He will not let you be destroyed by the enemy. Amen? Ganun po si God. So kung ano pang po yung pinagdaraanan mo ngayon, nakala mo kaaway ka ni God, huwag kang mag-alala, God is on your side. Kaya itong sabi niya, okay? So he went out from the presence of the Lord, struck Job with loathsome sores from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. Okay, yung pong loathsome sores na yan, ito yan. Oops, sorry. Ayan, boils, no? Boils dapat. Naging boil. Okay. Boils, no? Pigsa! No? Hindi ko alam kung nagpigsa na kayo, no? Meron po ba? Huwag natin pataas yung kamay. Baka nakakahiya naman, no? Pero, ako alam ko yan, eh. Kasi nung bata ako, pigsain ako, eh. Okay. Hindi po alam. Pero ang dami kong pigsa, grabe. Kung saan-saan lugar. Kung saan-saan lugar na ayaw mo meron. Alright? Pero grabe, ang sakit ng pigsa. Sakit, di ba? Alam niyo yan, di ba? Lalo pag natatamaan, ang sakit, grabe. Napapahiyaw ka sa sakit. Can you imagine, meron kang pigsa galing sa ulo mo, buong katawan mo, hanggang paa mo. Okay? Actually, kung mga kaibigan ko pa yung magsasalitaan yan, si Job hindi na tao. Siya yung pigsa na naging tao. Okay? Ganon nangyari sa kanya. Alright? And yet, look at what happened. So he took a piece of broken pottery with which to scrape himself while he sat in the ashes. Alright? Next verse. Uy, grabe oh. Ito nangyari. Sabi ng asawa sa kanya, then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Sabi ng asawa niya, curse God and die. Si Job kasi hindi niya pa rin kinakurse si God eh. May sakit na siya ha. May sakit na siya. Can you imagine, na-picture niyo ba si Job? Punong-puno ng pigsa. No? Tapos, pagka nasasagi, masakit. No? And he wasn't cursing God. And then yung asawa niya sabi sa kanya, i-curse mo na si God para mamatay ka na. Okay?
Kasi ito lumabas eh. Kasi alam niyo, si yung asawa ni Job, parang yung nung engagement ring, kasi may tatlong ring sa pag-aasawa, di ba? Alam niyo naman yun, right? Engagement ring. No, tuwan-tuwa siya nung engagement. Marriage ring. Ang ganda. Wedding ring. Ang galing. Tuwan-tuwa siya. Yung last na ring, suffering. Umayaw na siya. Ayoko na, pati. Ayoko na, ayoko na. Ikaw na lang mag-isa dyan. No, kaya sabi niya kay Job, Job, i-curse mo na si God para tapos na lahat. Tapusin mo na yung paghihirap mo. Huwag mo nang panghawakan yung paniniwala mo kay God. You know, means, alam, here's the thing. Suffering actually brings out what we believe in. That's the thing. Yung suffering natin, nilalabas kung ano, ano talaga yung pinaniniwalaan mo. Naniniwala ka ba talaga kay God? O naniniwala ka lang kay God pagka happy ka? O pagka hindi ka na happy, hindi ka naniniwala kay God? That's exactly what happened to Mrs. Job. Si Mrs. Job, hindi niya na-appreciate yung suffering. Yung blessing, okay sa kanya. Pero I think she was speaking out of frustration. Alright? But look at what Job said. But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women. He did not say, napakahangal mo. No. Sabi, hindi niya, you know, actually, this is the amazing thing about Job. Job, masama na yung pakaramdam niya, punong-puno na siya ng pigsa, okay? Punong-puno pa siya ng pighati. Alright? Pero nung tinignan niya yung asawa niya, hindi sinabi, napakahangal mo. Hindi. Sabi niya, you speak like one of them, pero hindi sinabi yung hangal siya. You speak like one foolish woman would speak. Sabi niya, eto, sabi ni Job, nakakagulat. Shall we receive good from God? And shall we not receive evil? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Let me summarize this. Okay. Ano ba yung matutunan natin kay Job this week? Ang mga matutunan kay Job this week, okay, that suffering is real. And suffering, not only is it real, okay, totoo pong may suffering. Totoo po lahat tayo mahihirapan. Okay? Hindi po totoo na pagka naging Christian ka na, it will be okay na lahat. Hindi po. Hindi po yun ang sinasabi ng Bible. Si Jesus mismo nag-suffer. Not only is suffering real, suffering is inevitable or unavoidable. Inevitable. Hindi mo pwedeng iwasan yan. Hindi mo pwedeng takbuhan yan. Okay? Hindi mo pwedeng takbuhan. You will suffer. I know some of you are suffering today. Yung mga taga-FEU, alam ko, hirap po kayo. Alright? Kasi tinalo kayo ng bulldog. Okay po, suffering din yun. Kasi hindi naman po kailangan suffering kagaya ng extreme na nangyari kay Job. Minsan po yung suffering lang na wala kang panload. Diba? Minsan yung nawalan ka ng DSL, suffering na sa'yo yun eh. O, minsan suffering na sa'yo yung iPhone mo na bend. No? Eh, hindi naman siya iPhone 5. O, 6 na yun. 6 ba yung nabibend? O, 6 pala, no? Eh, Samsung yung dala mo, di ba? Na bend. Alright? So, you know, suffering is inevitable. Suffering is real. But here's the thing. Suffering is God-permitted. And that is something that we need to appreciate about God. Suffering actually allowed by God. Ina-allow ni God yan sa buhay niya. And next week, we will talk about this even more in detail. Ano ibig sabihin natin yan? This is the thing, no? Okay, suffering should make you better, not bitter. Suffering should make you better, not bitter. Ngayon, kung mga Bisaya kayong kapareho ko, pareho lang po yan. Okay, suffering should not make you bitter, but bitter. Alright? Ganun po kami eh. Alright? So you know what? Let me land this. Okay? Jesus himself suffered. Jesus himself suffered. That is why we can look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Can you just jump for my slide to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 as I end? Hebrews 12, verse 2. You know, yung suffering ni Job, it was extreme. It was sudden. Okay? It was so real. Tapos nagulat siya. Imagine, isang iglap, ang ganda ng buhay niya sa pangalawang iglap. Tapos isang iglap, wala na lahat. But you know what? Even his suffering is only a shadow of what Christ experienced for us. Jesus. Look at this. Looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus endured the cross. Jesus, the suffering of Jesus, allowed by the Father, made him better, not bitter. And I don't know what you're going through today. Okay, the question I want to ask you today as you leave this place is, how is your present discouragement, disappointment, or grief a window of what actually has captured your heart? Let me say another thing. Suffering will not rob you of your joy. Idolatry does. Suffering does not rob you of your joy. Idolatry does. What do I mean by that? Kapag po yung bagay na tinanggal ng Panginoon sa buhay mo ay mas mahalaga kaysa kay Lord. Doon mo na nakikita yung purpose mo sa buhay. Doon mo na nakikita yung saysay ng buhay mo. Doon mo na nakikita yung value mo at yung kahalagahan mo. Idol po yun. And God so loved us that He wants to set us free, not from suffering, but from bitterness and despair and anger in the midst of our suffering. Jesus endured the cross. He endured the cross for the joy that was set before Him. Let us all stand as we pray. Can we just bow down our heads? I don't know what you are going through today. I don't know what kind of suffering or pain or grief or trials you are facing today. Be comforted that God is allowing that to happen in your life at this point, because He's trying to get something out from your heart that is not supposed to be there. If that is you, while everybody's head bowed, if you're suffering from anything, from loss of a job, from relationship, from sickness, loss of loved ones, I just raise your hands and I want to pray for you. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you that your grace is so much sufficient for the suffering and the pain and the grief and the discouragement that these people are experiencing right now. Lord, I pray that you would allow them to understand that this suffering should not take away the joy in their hearts, but it should actually expose what they're making gods in their lives. And Lord, that they will be free from that, and that they will worship you for who you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus.